All right, I'll tell you the same thing I told the players. Put this game on me. We talk about playing complete complementary football. By no stretch of the imagination did we get that done tonight. We got to do better. Dug ourselves in a hole. No one feels sorry for us. We got to find a way to get better and get better in a hurry. Let's open it up.
Why on you?
Because we're not playing complete complementary football. We got a turnover in the first half, then we come back and turn the ball right back over, get a stop, get a chance to get the ball back. We give up a punt return for a touchdown. Just too many issues. We got to play it. We got to play and feed off of each other, and we're not doing it right now. And I got to find a way to make that work.
Did you think you needed to give Eric Flowers some help? Did you try to give him some help as the game went on?
Yeah, we tried to give him some help as the game went on. Initially, we were focusing on the other side. We had our left guard was playing right tackle there. He ended up holding up, doing a nice job. And then we had to decide to get the ball quick. When they're playing cover two and you give help to both sides, you have three guys running routes and you have seven men in coverage. That makes it a challenge.
And you guys are right in there, and then Marshall drops that ball on the sideline and then the punt return. How debilitating is that sequence there?
Well, it doesn't help. I mean, that's what we talk about, playing complementary team football. The offense has to handle their business, take care of the ball well, whether it's holding on to it, whether it's catching it, whether it's throwing it. Can't turn it over, and special teams has to do their job.
Coach, what did you see in that 4th and 3 that you didn't make?
He had a couple different options there. He chose to go with Shane. I saw the nickel fall off on the flat route on Shane to make a nice play.
Eric allowed 3 sacks and 3 points. Did you contemplate taking that in the game?
We talked about giving him more help.
At what point do you have to think about making a change at that spot?
It's more than one player.
Coach, what happened on the delay of game penalty near the end zone on 4th down?
Sloppy quarterback play. Quarterback and the center need to be on the same page there. We got to get the ball snapped.
Why didn't you call a timeout? I think that one.
Because we have a veteran quarterback who's played a lot of football. I expect us to get the ball snapped.
How would you assess Eli's play overall?
Usually the clock goes from 3, 2, 1, 0. Once it hits 0, they look at the ball, look at the clock. Usually have a tick once it hits 0 to get the ball snapped without it being a delayed game. I thought we had a chance to get it off.
How would you assess Eli's play overall?
Some good moments and some moments that were that weren't what we were looking for. I didn't like the interception when we got the turnover. The defense took the ball away. It happened fast for him. I thought he should have went to number 2 or checked the ball down. He was under the duress all night. I thought he did some good things in the pocket, making some plays under duress. But the whole offense needs work. We're not in rhythm right now.
How did you want to play Odell tonight? Like he was in and out on.
Yeah, we just wanted to pick our spots, get him back in the mix, get him back in the fold. Wanted to be smart with him. His first game back. Hasn't played football in a while.
Was he 100%?
Worked well on that touchdown drive in the second quarter.
Say that again.
Worked well on that touchdown drive in the second quarter.
We took care of the ball. We were blocking him pretty well, completing the ball, and just moving the chains, staying ahead of the chains.
Why was it so hard to go back to that again throughout the rest of the game?
Great question.
Was Odell 100%, and if he wasn't, then why even suit him up for such a limited role?
Odell was fit enough to play.
What did you?
In a limited role.
What went into the decision to make him? That made it for him to be able to play?
He was fit. We deemed him fit enough to play in a limited role.
I just wonder when Brandon Marshall, a veteran, drops a pass and looks pretty wide open on the drive.
Yeah, it's a long season. We expect Brandon to make that play and expect him to make it next time he gets the opportunity.
Ben, to have scored, 13 points in 2 games, how do you fix it in 6 days?
We go back to work. We have to analyze everything we're doing. I mean, we can't pull points out of a hat. We have to get to work. We have to block better. We have to handle the ball better. We can't turn the ball over. We have to play complete complementary football, and we're not doing it.
Will you consider personnel changes?
We'll consider everything.
Does that include play calling?
We'll consider everything. Yep.
Are there reads not being made in this offense right now due to a lack of time for the quarterback?
When the quarterback's under duress, things change.
Locker room's open.
On that 4th and 3, does Eli ideally throw that ball not short of the sticks?
The nickel fell off, took a chance, made a nice play on the play. Eli had a couple different options. He felt that was his best option.